This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Technology is increasingly a major factor in everyone's life, but how much depends. Advances in smartphone, computer, and TV technology demands higher and higher levels of tech knowledge. For older folks, adapting to these newer devices isn't always that easy. As Derek Toledo reports for KUNM, a group of younger folks are stepping in to help.
My mom's 76. There are five of us kids, and she raised us mostly by herself because my dad died when we were really young.
Trish Lopez is the founder and CEO of Teniers, a program that pairs teens with senior citizens who need assistance with technology. She says she was inspired to create it because of her own experience.
We're constantly helping her with her tech issues and her questions about Gmail and Facebook and everything else. We've often thought, gosh, if only there was a kid we could have help her or tutor her in a quick way to understand this better.
Lopez points to the Boy Scouts as another organization that's rallied together to do this kind of thing. Volunteer, connect, and put quality time in with elders.
Teniers is tech-savvy teens helping to empower seniors through one-on-one personalized coaching with their cell phone, their tablet, their computer, even a smart TV.
Teniers is one of 10 local startup businesses to receive training and $20,000 in funding from ABQID, a local business accelerator program.
It's New Mexico's first curriculum-based, investor-funded accelerator program focused on investor ROI and creating excellent companies.
ROI, or return on investment, is a top consideration for ABQID Managing Director Webb Johnson. He says they review business models presented by local entrepreneurs and select the best ideas for successful startup companies.
ABQID has a seed fund in which we put a modest $20,000 seed investment into the companies that are selected to go through our process.
Johnson says they're looking to provide assistance and opportunity for people to create successful, scalable companies and jobs. There are outstanding local entrepreneurs here, he says, which is why he helped create ABQID.
It's an extraordinary opportunity for us to showcase the amazing talent that we have in New Mexico. We want to support them and show that we can cultivate homegrown entrepreneurs locally by supporting them through programs like these, through local investors.
The entrepreneurs go through weeks of training with ABQID, and Johnson has high hopes for the business accelerator model.
I think soon we'll be recognized nationally for producing really high-quality companies.
It's a Saturday morning early this fall at the North Domingo Baca Multigenerational Center in Albuquerque's Northeast Heights. Teens in bright Teniers t-shirts cruise around the lobby working with seniors who've signed up for help.
I'm Jan Strand. I just graduated to smartphone, and so I'm getting some help, some much-needed help.
I'm Amy, and I'm getting help with my iPhone questions.
I'm Katie Simon. I'm with Teniers, and I'm helping Amy out with setting up family sharing on her iPhone.
My name is Caitlin, and I am helping Brandy figure out how to use the AirDrop function on her phone.
More than basic tech support, Teniers CEO Trish Lopez says they're providing human connection.
Because the seniors absolutely love dealing with these younger people, and they've gone out of their way to tell us, you know, these kids are awesome. They're not condescending. They don't make me feel stupid. I don't have to call some free tech support line and get someone who I can't understand or who's going too fast for me. And they're just great at coaching them.
An entrepreneurial business venture like Teniers shows that using technology to connect young people to the elders in their community could have great business potential. For KUNM, I'm Derek Toledo.